Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Civil Society Engagement Webinar on Wednesday, 30th September 2015. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Rudy Vandnik, Adam Pick, Akinremi Peter Taiwo, John Jack Sahel, Klaus Sol, Aaron Chukuma, James Gannon, Mark Ireland, John Kerr, Jahangir Hussain, Sam Lernfunkel, Tapani Tavainen, Ahmad Al-Marwani, Fazani Badi, and from staff we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please get your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Over to you, Sik. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mariam. Thanks for everyone for attending this call today. So, this time we are trying to have kind of consultation about the civil society strategy. And this process, if we can call it, started in Buenos Aires meeting when we got presentation during the NCAG and ALAG joint meeting. It was presented by John Jacques, who is the call. And we got another chance to see a first draft of a proposal at the NCAG call in July during the summer. And the document was open to comment and shared in our mailing list. And I think it is still under comment, so people can add their input and feedback. This time, we get more details and presentation from Adam Peak, who is going to be kind of mostly our tower interface, and he will work with us in regard to the... So, Adam, he shared the agenda, quite detailed, I think. So, I will now ask Adam maybe to go through the agenda to explain what he will try to achieve for this call, and he can start the presentation. Adam, are you ready?
Oh, Rafik, it's Jean-Jacques here. I wonder if I can just say a couple of words before Adam.
Yes, Jean-Jacques, yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you for organizing this call. So Adam will take you through the detail. I just wanted to say a couple of words by way of introduction, which is that this is an effort to try and have a more structured approach to how we engage civil society, and very much starting from the perspective of ICANN's mission to have a diverse participation in its policymaking and technical discussions. With the focus, of course, on civil society here. So it's very much about bringing in a wider circle of civil society communities to ICANN, to our policy-making discussions. I think I just wanted to say that it's kind of growing, about growing the numbers and making sure that ICANN's participation is representative of the global internet user representativity and the globality of internet users. So that's really the priority in terms of why we want to engage. It's about diversity. It's about growing numbers, growing the presence of civil society in ICANN. You have all received, I think, your agenda. I think what we hope to do with this call is really to give you an update on the comments that we have received so far. And then start to think about, well, first outlining some of the upcoming opportunities for interaction that we're going to have, notably during the ICANN 54 meeting in Dublin, and starting to really work on concrete activities on the ground with you. So I will stop here and let Adam take you through the agenda and the detail. But thank you again very much for taking all the time to send comments and for organizing this call. Thanks.
Thanks, Jean-Jacques. Hello, everybody. I hope you can hear me, and please let me know if you cannot. I'll just try and get the Google document available on the screen. And while I'm doing that, you can see the agenda in the window of the notes area of the screen. So we can run through that. Essentially, we want to review the overall strategy and the comments that have been received on this Google document. And give me a moment while I do that. It is... this one. Just to let you know, while we're sharing screens, it's impossible to actually see the chat window. So I've asked Mariam to alert me if suddenly I go silent or if somebody has some urgent interruption to make here. So I hope everything's all right at the moment. So what I wanted to do really on this call was, as Jean-Jacques has said, is to run through the comments we've heard so far. And I hope you can see the screen, and someone will let me know if you cannot. So the first thing is to thank Glenn McKnight and the North American RALO, who have sent some additional meetings that they've recommended, and we will share that with the NCSG list after the call. Running through the comments, I think in the document you can see at the very top, you will see... the first highlighted area is a comment by Fazne, and she's noted that we might not want to talk about the global public interest and global community. Bill Drake added the word global, so we have our first area of discussion. My own thought on this, and just something to mention, is that perhaps if we leave it at the public interest rather than global, then we have the potential for a more expanded set of interests rather than global, which may in some ways reduce that. But that's really something for all of us to discuss as we go forward. I'll try and run through some of these comments and see where we're at. We have a comment here about individual internet users and their representatives and academics. What a comment that was received here, first of all, about academia. There are two aspects to how academics are treated within ICANN and engagement. The first is the DPRD team, who are mainly involved in work of education and the ICANN Learn activities, Next Gen program, etc. And we will be collaborating with them on more on the engagement side. So it will be a collaboration. So I think in the final document, we will leave academia in there. There was a recommendation that it should be somewhat qualified with a note saying that academia should be those who have an interest in internet curricula activities, internet research, or internet policy. And that is something to consider as we go forward, that we may wish to not leave it broadly open to academics in general. The next comment was about the at-large, and I think the specific comment here is whether it should be broadly simply as the ALAC and at-large, or should it be narrower. And comments we heard were that really the representation should be by the at-large structures, those that self-identify as civil society, and that would be, I hope, meaningful. And I hope so far, given that I'm blind to the AC room, that everything is okay. Okay, I'll continue in that case. So we have, moving on, I think that was the issue about the representation of civil society through the at-large and the end users. So that would be moving along there. And as we go down to the long-term goals, it's increasing civil society participation in ICANN's work, enhancing the effectiveness of civil society participation, and increasing, I think, awareness raising is particularly important that has been mentioned here. And it was also noted by NPOC representatives that this should be not just in ICANN, but the domain name system and the internet ecosystem, and that does seem to make sense. Whether it should be civil society groups around the world or globally, I think, is a matter for you as we go forward to discuss and decide. One of the comments we did see was James Gannon, who mentioned that it would be helpful to try and have some graphics to represent this new civil society arrangement so that this could be presented. And I'll come to some slides in a moment that do that. As we move along, we see that there's comments here about trying to note that why is ICANN essential to civil society, and making that argument is particularly important. But I'd like to come back to James's point, which was that that we should find a way to graphically represent some of these relationships. And so if you'll excuse me, I'll just stop sharing this screen and move on to another one, which will be a quick set of presentations. Oops. Thanks, Maria. This slide deck is one that we use within the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team, and I'm going to run through the first slides very quickly, but I wanted to show them just to give you the context of where this representation of civil society might fit and the type of presentation. I don't think you'll have seen this slide deck before. We will send it to the list after the call. You can see the first slide is simply an introduction to what sort of stakeholders ICANN considers within its community. And this is a way of trying to represent that in a sort of graphical kind of way, a more image-based kind of way, running through our particular interests of academia, internet users, and civil society to the right of the screen. And here, perhaps we might want to look in a little bit more detail. You can, I hope, see that academia, we're noting we have academic leaders, institutions of higher learning, professors, students. Under civil society, non-governmental organizations, non-profits, think tanks, charities, research institutes. And I think this is a very familiar notion to you all, but it's just representing who we are trying to include within our community and what we think of when we think of stakeholders. Here is the sort of way that ICANN itself is organized in the bottom-up model, how we provide our bottom-up advice into the policy-making processes. And here is that represented through the various ICANN organizational structures, from the GAC, CCNSO, the GNSO, where we see civil society, the non-commercial stakeholders group, which of course is you, and then to the left is the at-large advisory committee with civil society and internet users through the ALS. And this is our attempt at mocking up what, this is obviously not the professional explain version, but it may be how we start to think about representing this, and this is getting to the heart of this. We have the at-large advisory committee and the ALS providing policy advice, and we also have the generic name supporting organization and the NCSG, the non-commercial users constituency, and the not-for-profit concerns NPOC constituency. How this will actually be finally represented is another matter, but this is the type of thing that we want to think about and would like to take your advice on in how that you would want to see yourselves represented so it can be presented, and that you can tailor this in your own presentations as you discuss the work of NPOC, NCUC, NCSG. This is something that will be important. On the previous slide, there is a each of these different groupings may have a breakout area, and each should have some text describing it. The text you see on the screen is taken from existing documents. I haven't tried to rewrite anything except perhaps some editorializing to make it shorter, but it should be text that comes from you, the community, and I think that's extremely important. But this is, thanks, Bill. We'll follow up on that one. And I think that's the point. What we're trying to do is to try and squeeze this into a very small box so that it can be represented with a graphical screen, a graphical representation as best possible, and working with X-Plane on that. So with that, for the moment, I'll stop sharing, and we can go back to the main working document that we had. Going back to share my screen again. So that was really an attempt to reflect what James was saying about the need to represent this in a graphical form, and thanks, James, for that suggestion. What we all also have here are two areas that we're talking about, this structured approach, and we want to include in this a dedicated communications plan. This would be very much building on the work that you've done over the years, and there's a great deal of work that has been done, and that's something that we want to try and showcase from civil society, the work that civil society has done over the years and continues to do. But it also means tailored content, and that means content that will help support your work and also encourage people to get more involved in ICANN and make it easier for them to get involved. The second part of this is about engagement activities. So again, I'll just return back to the PowerPoint presentation, so stopping sharing on that and going back to the PowerPoint, and we can see what we've been hearing both from NCUC and MPOC and others. And over the last couple of months, I've been meeting with people and having discussions with people either on Skype or in person about various what they think is important in terms of outreach and communication. And this slide basically tries to reflect that. What we have are two issues here. The first is supporting the work of ICANN volunteers, and that is basically you guys who are involved in policy making and developing ICANN policy and promoting ICANN. Supporting the existing work and trying to make it easier for you to do the work that you're already doing, to make it easier and simply to make your work, I hope, less. I know from experience that it's difficult, and the point is to try and make it simpler, less time consuming. But importantly for this process is the second part, which is providing information to organizations that are not fully engaged. This is about an engagement strategy, about trying to recruit people, and trying to make it easier for them to be informed about ICANN's work, to raise awareness, which should lead to engagement, we hope. So what we have at the moment, and this goes back to some of the issues on the agenda, is what exists currently within the NCSG, NCUC, and MPOC sites. There is a great deal there. We know that there is that you're writing blogs, that you will contribute to PDP processes for the GNSO, which is the primary part of the engagement, but also CCWGs that are going on, and whether it's the transition or many of the other processes, then there's enormous amount of work that has been done and is being done. So we want to find a way to support you having that information better represented. And I know that there's work ongoing to build inventories of past contributions, the contributions to PDPs, but also blog posts and information where you have been active outside of ICANN, perhaps at an IGF or regional meetings, then reports on that kind of work is also extremely important. So what we're thinking of is, in terms of new content, a dedicated civil society landing page. If you go, for example, to ICANN's website now, you will find that under groups, there is a landing page for business generally. All it does is try to bring the information together. It doesn't try and override or overwrite anything and hide anything that exists within the current NCUC or NPOC sites. It's simply trying to, the idea would be that it would try and give a higher profile to your work so that people could find it and learn from it. We expect to reach out into social media with a dedicated civil society mailing list, using Twitter more for the, with a handle that will allow people to follow civil society activities, and perhaps even Facebook. Those of you who know me know that I don't particularly like Facebook, but we can find ways to use that, and I think that's it's important that we do. Comments that I have heard is that, particularly from the organizations that are aware of ICANN but do not participate. Many of our friends are in organizations of that type, and they are asking for a civil society generic type of newsletter, which provides information of what's happening in ICANN that would be relevant to civil society. And that would be something that staff and volunteers would collate together and produce. We do have comms support from ICANN, so this is not something that can be done in isolation and only requiring volunteer work. We would like to work with you in making this happen. There are also ideas to produce sections within the regional newsletters that are regularly produced and a post-ICANN meeting review. There's been discussion for, and this is particularly something that is close to Rafiq's heart and something he wishes to take the lead on, of an NCSG newcomer handbook. And this seems to me to be an extremely good idea, with something that would allow people to understand how to get involved in ICANN, how to join a working group, how to go about finding the best way to enjoy an ICANN meeting, and perhaps enjoy is not the right word, but engage with an ICANN meeting. A guide to ICANN and the DNS, what is relevant to NGOs and how can we help NGOs understand this environment better. Regular updates on ICANN policy processes, plain English and concise. This is something that those you are all experienced in ICANN and understand this. For those who are on the fringes of the internet governance world, ICANN is an extremely complex and somewhat exotic beast. And while there is an enormous amount of information, it is quite hard to digest. And people have asked for regular, systematically produced, plain English policy updates. And I think this would be helpful to all of us, but particularly to those who as yet are not sure what ICANN is and is doing. And then finally on this, it would be to think more about webinars, to have a pre-meeting, pre-ICANN meeting webinar, i.e., you know, what to expect is coming up in Dublin, and then perhaps a review afterwards would be possible as well, and then issue specific webinars on topics that everyone wishes to hear about. So that's the notion as yet. This is what I've been hearing, and I want to stress that. This is only reporting what I've been hearing from civil society organizations over the past couple of months. This is basically what I've been told and been told would be useful. Going on finally to engagement activities, which was the third part of that Google document. One of the things that we do notice is that the ICANN stakeholder engagement, we have three N's in ICANN, sorry about that, ICANN stakeholder engagement team contributes to most of the national and regional IGFs and the global IGF. We have presence there, and it would be sensible that as civil society is at all of these meetings, to think about whether we want a consistent civil society message for an IGF, or is that something that is too regional, too national? But I think it's something that would be helpful if you would consider, and then we can try and build that into our consideration strategy ongoing. Outreach events involving civil society before each ICANN meeting. There was a meeting held in Dublin a couple of weeks ago, and James Gannon and Maria Farrell attended, as did Jean-Jacques, of course, and this was an outreach event for all potential stakeholders in Ireland and the Dublin area, preparing for the ICANN meeting. And we will continue this in the future, and ensuring that civil society is represented is important in those. And lastly, the point here is about inReach and trying to strengthen our capacity within ICANN and helping you as volunteers go about your work in a way that is easier and more comfortable. And this might be getting involved with the ICANN Academy work and helping develop that, ICANN-specific training, and particularly I was thinking about chairing skills. There are policy development courses, and particularly how to use ICANN technology. Running and looking after Adobe chat rooms can be quite awkward at times, as can a lot of the other information technology we have available, whether it's using a wiki page or designing wiki pages and so on. So that really is the end of the presentation I wanted to give, and I will shut up because I've been talking for at least 20 minutes, but I hope it gives an idea of what we're thinking. And as I said, a lot of what I've presented on the last two slides have been things that I've been hearing from as I've spoken to groups around the world over the last couple of months, and I hope it gives, there's nothing particularly surprising in there, but I hope it's of interest. Thank you. I'll stop now.
Thanks, Adam, for the presentation and this introduction. It was also quite active in the Adobe Connect chat. The queue is forming. That's a good sign. So we'll start first with Klaus, then Bill, and then James. Klaus, please go ahead. Klaus? Can I speak?
Yeah.
Klaus?
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Hi, Jyoti?
Yes?
Oh, this is Jyoti. I'm trying to patch into the call because it's not very clear on the webinar.
Okay, sounds we have Klaus has a problem to to speak, guys. That's not funny. Okay, so Mariam, please check with operator what's the issue. In the meantime, we will go with Bill and James, and we will come back to Klaus when the technical issue is fixed. Bill?
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, Bill.
Am I hearable?
Yes, Bill.
I wanted to try and make my voice to them. Okay. Hello, everybody. Well, first of all, Adam, it's really great to have you in this role. We are looking forward to developing a good working relationship with you and Jean-Jacques and everybody else who's involved in trying to support civil society work in this area. I will raise a general concern that I've raised with you before, which is to be careful about walking the line properly between enthusiastically wanting to be supportive and perhaps overstepping into representing or characterizing the views of the community or the role of the community in ways that they might not necessarily always embrace. I'm hearing crosstalk. Okay? I still... This is fun. Can you still hear me?
Yes, Bill, we can hear you.
I am still being heard. All right. Could whoever's doing that mute? All right. So, for example, Adam, when you say stakeholder engagement teams are at all these meetings and could consider a consistent civil society message to them, you know, that strikes me as potentially fraught with difficulties to have you guys speaking to civil society on our behalf with a consistent message when we might not have the same consistent message that you would be representing. So I guess we'll have to figure out as we go here what the appropriate boundary line is between what the how the staff presents things in terms of just trying to invite all to be engaged, and in the boundary line between that and sort of like characterizing how the actual community within ICANN sees things, feels about things, et cetera. You know, because obviously if it starts to go around that, for example, just to give you a hypothetical, I know you would never do this, but, you know, if you guys were to go into some meeting and say that, you know, well, the transition and accountability stuff is happening and civil society is all on board with, you know, what the board is saying, you know, obviously people would be like, huh, what? No, that's not our position. So you're going to have to find a way to maybe check in with us sometimes, perhaps, in representing how we engage and what we engage in and what the diversity of our views are, and just try not to step on landmines, because I'd hate to see your foot get blown off by angry members of the community. The other thing I was just flagging, I thought that, I mean, you went through those slides very fast, and it was kind of hard for me to look at them because I'm multitasking. But the stuff on ALAC, you might consider just indicating that ALAC is a, you know, more clearly, that ALAC is a multi-stakeholder body or agglomeration of interests that has some civil society folks in it and has others as well. It's kind of, right now, it's kind of like a, to me, it looks like it's just almost a kind of garble of words. So you might just consider that. It's one of the things that, you know, Rudy and Rafiq and me find every meeting when we go and talk to the fellows, one of the first questions is, what the hell's the difference between you guys and at large? And in part that's because the fellows program is very geared towards at large, which I've talked to Janice about. But, you know, I think that the way the at-large structures work and the role of committees works in comparison to parts of SOs, you know, it's pretty different. So I would try to find some way to just, you know, stylistically differentiate more clearly so that people understand and understand that they can join multiple parts. You know, it's not a choice. I mean, people often say to me, you know, do I have to join one or the other? And I always tell them, no, you know, you can join. If you're an organization, you could join NCUC and MPOC and NCSG and at large. So just to clarify some of those things at the front end would be really good. So I'll stop there. And, again, thank you for your efforts.
Thanks, Bill. So let's try again to if we can hear Klaus. Klaus, can you speak this time if there is no problem? I think the problem is still persisting. Well, I'm asking Mariam to check with the operator what's the issue here. Maybe if you need dial out, it would be more. Maybe well, it can fix that. So sorry, Klaus, for this glitch. Okay. Meantime, maybe we can move to James. James?
Thanks, Rafiq. James Gunn. So I have a couple of things I want to agree with Bill on and a couple of additional points. So I think Bill made a very good point about the collaboration, the level of collaboration that will be needed to ensure that the messaging is correct and that it reflects everybody's positions equally and fairly. So that will obviously have to be very much a two-way street where staff work with us and we work with staff, and there'll have to be an input for both to go into that process. To Sam's point in the chat about this, I suppose, being more of a passive engagement strategy, obviously if you look at the document, you'll see I have a lot of comments about communication strategy, and I think that good communications can be either passive or active, and I think very good communications can be an active outreach and an active way to engage new members and to bring people up to speed. And I think as long as we temper our wants to do everything all at once, that having a good communication strategy is a great way to start an engagement program. So I think, and Adam can feel free to disagree with me, but like, this is, in my opinion, the start of a very long journey. This is something that's going to take a number of years in order to come to total fruition. And I think starting with a great communications plan and clear messaging around, as Bill was saying, the difference between ALAC, NCSG, NCUC, NCS, and NPOC. How do we communicate that to people who are not familiar with the structures and where everybody sits within them? I think that's the start of where we should be working from. And then we can build upon that as we move to a more active outreach plan. But I think this should be the start of what will be a very long journey for everybody. And finally, the Dublin meeting that we had, the pre-meeting the other day, it was very, very successful. We had great feedback from local stakeholders on it. So I definitely support a targeted pre-event for local stakeholders before each ICANN meeting. I think it was a great success in Dublin. I think it could be very successful elsewhere.
Thanks, James. Next will be Rudy.
Thank you, Rafiq. Can everybody hear me? Hello?
Yes, Rudy, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, I hear you. Okay, no problem. First, I have a question about the presentation where we see that there is a quite huge group defined as academia. Where actually can we find this in the ICANN structure? Is this an existing group that is covered by some stakeholder group or constituencies where we can have that picture? That would help. Another point that I would like to make is that, and that's a point that NPOC is making quite often the last couple of years already, it's all about ICANN asking structures, organizations to come to ICANN meetings, where it is clear that this didn't work in the past and it will probably not work in the future, as ICANN meetings are very expensive due to travel and so on. We would rather emphasize on going out to the community, going out to organizations where the need is. And as we know that NGOs don't have the money as most of other civil society organizations have. They don't have the money to travel. They don't have the money to come to big events. So we need to go and reach out to them. We did several trials in the past with success by doing first webinars and going to events where there was no ICANN meeting and pulling on the community to participate. We proved that by seeing that we have new members popping up from that community. So So I would emphasize the fact that it's not only about ICANN asking the community to come, and I would use the words of Sam, the cargo aspect, but also, and I would really push on that one, thinking also about going out to the community outside of the ICANN itself. We all know that when big organizations or big corporations are stepping up, most of the, let's say, classic social low-level people will stay away, and that's what we should avoid. I think I made my point quite clear now. With regards to the inreach and the work of so many volunteers in the ICANN community, it seems to me that we are losing a little bit the track of who is going to fund all that work that is done. It is clear that in the budget we have seen, there is no budget allocated to it. So I would also like to hear how this process is going to be covered from that perspective.
Okay, thanks, Rudy. Okay, so I see that Bill is still raising his hand. Is it an old or new hand, Bill? Okay. Okay, I'm not sure if we fixed the issue for Klaus to speak. Klaus, if you can give a sign, I mean, if you can speak. Okay. I'm not getting a response from Klaus, and we will wait to hear from here anyway. Adam, so I'm taking the floor now. If I can have a question. So also give you the time to respond. You've got several questions and comments here. So if I can add, maybe if you can explain about the next steps and how we can move forward from here. Or maybe I am jumping to the next agenda item, but please let's try. Please reply to the comment and the question you got if you have any response to them.
Thanks, Rafiq. Thanks everybody for the comments. Yes, I can try to go through some of these some of the issues. And Bill, I think your point about not overstepping is well taken, and something that staff are very aware of. When I've used, you're quite right that the text about the at-large structures should be clearer. And what I've not tried to do is rewrite it. I've taken it from existing documents, and perhaps we're being overly hesitant at times. But it's very difficult to know where to draw the line on this, particularly though on your point about the global stakeholder engagement and how people talk about these issues around the world. It would not be my expectation that anybody would talk about a current issue like the transition and say civil society thinks X or Y. Or even if the person were asked, what does civil society or business or the technical community within ICANN think about the transition, I don't think it's staff job at any time to present that, and I don't think we would do. What we would be doing is presenting more broader opinions of how civil society works, the work that has been done in the past, and this is something that we can talk about as future work we may want to do, whether it's a book that represents civil society's successes over the years in ICANN, and I know this has been spoken about, or if it's just more broadly about the type of issues that groups, whether it's the NPOC, NCUC, or the ALSs, are concentrating on. But we wouldn't want to represent current issues in the way that you feared. I don't think that would happen. I fully agree with James that it's a long journey, and that's something that's sort of built into this. in terms of, you know, encouraging organizations to join, it can actually take a specific meeting with an organization to encourage them and explain to them why this why ICANN is important to them, and that effort is worthwhile. I think if we look back at the history of engagement by the business teams, they've been extremely successful, but they have put in a lot of effort over a significant period of time. But it's paying off for business, and it's time that we made it pay off for civil society. And that's my intention and reason I'm doing the job, and thanks to Jean-Jacques for employing me to do it, and I hope we'll be successful. But yes, it's recognized the long journey part. Academia, usually, historically, within ICANN, it's been part of the development and public responsibility department, DPRD. But we're looking for trying to engage specifically with academia. We do have a lot of academics that are active in ICANN, but looking at the more institutional level, either at the Institute of Higher Learning, the college or the university, or associations of universities and networks of universities. Calling on research expertise is extremely important, so and knowledge of issues, and that's something we wish to do. Trying to think what else we have here.
Adam?
Jean-Jacques
here. There's been a few comments on the chat, which I guess you might not have seen, so let me maybe comment on a couple of points. There's been various points made around the fact that some associations, you know, might not be contracted parties, and so they sound like they are non-profit associations, like CORE, like the DNA, but I think that's certainly our understanding, that they would not be within the scope of civil society as we understand it for this civil society engagement. That's quite clear in my mind, and I'm sure in Adam's mind. I'd welcome any good wording that people could think of in order to encapsulate that. But I think, you know, if basically you have a non-profit which in fact is representing the interests of other stakeholder groups and civil society, then, as we understand it here, then of course they shouldn't be part of it. Another point which was made in the chat, which related to the points made about Rudy, about the fact or the reality that a lot of NGOs are simply, you know, not able to finance themselves to travel often to ICANN meetings. I think that's a reality. Within staff, we're always trying to look at ways in which we can facilitate that, and indeed it's going to be a long-term endeavor. We're not going to solve it tomorrow, but there is also the reality that, you know, you don't need to be at every single ICANN meeting. And as you all know on the call, we work, you know, it's great to see each other face-to-face at the ICANN meetings, but a lot of our work is done through conference calls, mailing lists, etc. So I think one of the opportunities with this exercise is to work with you and trying to find ways in which we can bring in people more easily and have their initial sort of capacity building so they can more easily participate in the first place, and also think of ways in which we can improve the ways we work remotely or otherwise so that we can enable more civil society participants to take part and for them not to be stifled by the fact that, you know, they don't always can get the right financing to participate in face-to-face meetings. I think I'll stop here for now. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Jean-Jacques. So, Adam, you want to continue the response? We have 10 minutes remaining in this call, so maybe if you want to cover other agenda items and then really thinking about the next steps. I know that you and Jean-Jacques are coming to NCAZ session in Dublin, so we'll get some update there. And there will also some discussion in Dublin meeting itself. So.
It's Adam again. Yes, I think moving on to the next agenda item is really how do we follow up from this call today? I can, of course, update the Google document and send that around with what I've sent today, and you can continue to comment upon it. That might be one way forward, and including some of the descriptive text that we may, over time, put forward to explain and the graphics makers so that you are in agreement about this text. There is also a document that we've pulled together, and this is something that goes to Bill's point about how do we describe and distinguish between what the at-large does, what the MPOC goals are, and what NCUC's goals are. Again, this is something that I've taken largely from existing documents and would present it as a, you know, a straw man, if you like, to allow you guys to edit and work into a useful document that does distinguish. I'm happy to share that in this spirit. Really, what do you think? What is your response? And this is something we can discuss on the NCUC list as we go forward. And we do have meetings in Dublin. One of the things we're doing at the moment is considering moving the time of the engagement session, which has a clash on the Wednesday morning. It has multiple clashes on the Wednesday morning. And if you're in agreement, what we'd like to do is move to a lunch meeting on the Tuesday, on Constituency Day, so that you would have the NPOC and NCUC meeting followed by a lunch with discussion about the engagement plan, followed by the NCSG meeting. I'll put that to you and the chairs of the various groups in writing, but it's something that we have to move ahead with. But really it's about, you know, what do people think about next steps and how would you like to take this forward? And then, of course, the last item is a quick discussion about preparation for Marrakesh, but that's something we'll listen to, but what do you think about this? Thanks.
Okay, so thanks, Adam. I mean, the idea of lunch maybe, but I'm not sure Constituency Day is the best for that. It will be really long. I mean, we have a session mornings and lunch meetings and NCAG meetings. Maybe this time it will be longer than usual. So, okay, I think this need maybe we need some discussion. Also can be tricky on Wednesday, so we need maybe to check several options about the lunch, maybe even Monday. So maybe this is something we need to check carefully the schedule and to avoid any clash or kind of, you know, it's always tricky. So what I was thinking I guess you may need to update the document. I see that maybe people need more details, more tweaking, and refining the wording to be more clear. And we will share that document. You can work in the Google Doc. I will share it again in the NCAG list. And you will send me those presentation, and we share them in the mailing list and give the discussion. And we will have our sessions, not one, but in a Dublin meeting, and to see how we can go further. And maybe we need to think in when we can initiate some work, so we can have to evaluate and to try to correct. So,
Jean-Jacques here. Sorry. Just to say, I think that sounds right. It would be great if, of course, we can circulate some sort of revised documents soonish, and ideally after our discussions around Dublin, try and finalize a sort of a first version, if you will, of this approach soon after Dublin, so we can start getting on with concrete activities on the ground. I think that's really key. We've done a number of activities over the past year with a lot of you guys, you know, Klaus, Rudy, Bill, and others. And I think we've been doing that, especially structured and strategic approach to it all. So I think that it would be great if we can sort of hope that we find out something in the very next few weeks and start really working on the ground and getting on with the reality on the ground. And after that, that doesn't mean that the document will be static. I think it would be great if we can continue to improve it as we go along, because we will learn as we go along. But I'd really like to move from this kind of preparatory phase of trying to get to agree a common approach to actually getting on with activities. I hope that that's okay with everyone. I mean, I don't have any particular deadline in mind or anything like that, but that's probably the idea. It would be great to refine our idea together over the coming weeks, and then getting on with the day-to-day groundwork, so to speak.
Okay. Thanks, Jean-Jacques. What I was thinking is to get a kind of revised inspiration before Dublin. So if we want to keep, you know, to elicit more input and go further, not after Dublin. So that's my thinking. I mean, if you can revise which way you got now, you still can get more input in Dublin because we can have face-to-face that we can have much more, I think, it can be more easy for as a term of interaction. And so we continue. I see it as an iterative process anyway. I see Bill and the queue. Yes, Bill, please go ahead. Bill?
Hello,
Bill,
sorry about that. Now you can hear me. I'm sorry, I didn't have the thing turned off. I just wanted to reinforce, Adam, what Rafiq was saying. If we're going to pack another meeting into the insanity Dublin, it would really make sense to have evolved the documents and the thinking further, if at all possible, so that there's something new to talk about. If we're going to just have another meeting to touch base again, that's pretty painful. And we have a lot of processes now where people almost start to feel like they're meeting to meet, and things don't evolve between the meetings. So really, I would encourage you, maybe if you could try to put a little into revising the language and perhaps presenting us with some concrete examples of sample activities that we could at least respond to. Otherwise, we're going to have a general kind of conversation again. And when people are running from one thing to the next, it's kind of like, why are we doing this? So you don't want to have that kind of – you don't want people to start feeling that way about this. So I'm just suggesting you should do a lot more work, Graham. Thanks.
So thanks, Bill. I think Adam is happy to do more work. Okay. So, Adam and Jean-Jacques, so do we have kind of clarity how we should proceed? And I'm not sure if we try to cover everything in your agenda and what you were expecting from this meeting. So, but please go ahead and just speak. You have the time here maybe to do so and trying to wrap up this call. So,
thanks, Rafiq. I think we've got it. It makes sense to me. We could always send a very quick update shortly after this call, just to outline again what happened next, and then circulate an updated document very soon as well. It's a bit too early to say when exactly, but you know, within a matter of days maximum, I hope. Adam, that sounds right to you, yeah?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So, we have this. It's just an opportunity to discuss kind of directly, synchronously, but we will also have the discussion NCHC list, so it's kind of consultation. We will share another document, your slides, and I will put you and Jean-Jacques in the thread so you can respond to the question, any clarification, and we will wait for a revised version. So it's really to keep this momentum, and that's what I'm thinking, is to keep this momentum till Dublin. I think we can do we can really make a lot of progress, maybe clarify if there is any concern for that it was raised today. Okay, so we are past, I think we are running out of time. So is there any other question or comment? Okay, no? And responding to Bill, it's still 10 p.m., so that's why I am still awake. Don't worry. Okay. Well, if there is no further comment, I guess we can adjourn the call for today. Thanks, Jean-Jacques and Adam, for the presentation and really working with us in building in collaborative way the strategy. I know it can take time, can be sometimes painful, but I think that it will. We can with that build a real collaborative initiative that can benefit everyone. And I want to thank those who made effort to put comment, and I will ask them to put more. And yeah, thanks for everyone for joining today. Thank you. And bye-bye.